Thank you very much. Just like being at home. We're going to start off with a song which is a dedication to a wonderful guitar player, no longer with us now, but a man from the Grand Bahama Islands of Arno. His name was Joseph Spence, and he was a carpenter and a stonemason and a fisherman and a remarkable guitar player. And when he passed away a few years ago, he still had all the fingers on both hands, which is a good enough reason to write a song for him anyway, given his occupation. This is called The Hands of Joseph. When they looked at Joseph's hands, he said they're the hands of a carpenter, and they began the powerful and the strong. Oh, they're the hands as you work in wood, and they're the hands as you work a long day. Now Joseph needed all them things, but he also learned how to play. And he was singing about joy, singing about faith and the people which they had. How he heard the voice of Jesus when the Lord has begun man. He's a bold in that power and he's saving that love. He knows something, he'll be sitting above. Now when they looked at Joseph's hands, they said in the hands of the stonemason, and they began to babble and get strong. Oh, they're the hands as you work in stone, they're the hands as you work a long day. Now Joseph, he did all that thing, but he also learned how to play. And he's singing about joy, singing about faith, people wish he had. Now he heard the voice of Jesus when the road and she got mad. He's a boat in that harbor and he's shaping that love. He knows something, he'd be sailing above. Now when they looked at Joseph's hands, they said in the hands of the vision man, the musician and the mason carpenter. Oh, he's happy all the time, cause they're working every day. And his old hands of Joseph, oh, how he can play. He'll sing about joy, sing about faith, people wish they had. How he could, the voice of Jesus, and Rowan's he got mad. He's a boat in that harbor and he's waiting that love. He knows something, he'd be sailing above.
I've had very good players in a band called Fairport Convention. I know they've played in Australia many times, and I still think of this as one of my most recent songs, but it was 1986 when they rang me up and asked me if I would write them a song. And I just finished a book by Irish writer called Patrick McGill, in which he described the events of a hiring fair. And hiring fairs were held all over Britain and Ireland, where the harvest time needed extra hands to help bring it in, and young men and women would go and stand in the market square, and the landowner or the farmer would come along and choose people to help bring the harvest home. And I thought this would be a good place for a boy meets girl, a girl meets boy situation. And our lovely traditional music is often very sad when it comes to young lovers, and I was in charge of writing this, so I changed the ending. The girl doesn't get drowned in the mill pond, and the boy doesn't hang himself in a wardrobe. It's called The Girl from the Hiring Fair. I went down to the hiring fair for to sell my labor. I noticed from me in the very next row, and I hope she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then, oh my delight, when the bomb victors spoke, I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, but my heart beat in my throat. My lodging was dry, my master bed, I gave him full measure, but my envy grew like a corn in the field, for in his house was my treasure, and I watched it carry water or drive cows from the byre, and let heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. For I would see her in my dreaming, and in my dreams caress her eyes, her lips, her dark brown hair, the curves beneath her dress. But the harvest time, it came at last, so heavy was the task that the women and the men worked side by side, and I had her near at last. Well, I swung harder with my sight, a few words between us passed, and I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness. I hope she heed my heart, and when all was safely gathered in, we sat down to rest. My trembling fingers touched her arm, she placed them on the bed. And then she turned to me, and then she turned to me. The sun went down, and all my senses reeled. And we lay there on the sandy ground, and the moon rose over the field. Satan be gathered in my arms when from the barn drifted the sound of the violin, and we hurried back to the farm. And all the dancing and the lights and light and music filled the air. And I thank my stars for the harvest moon and the girl from the high ring bed. Oh, all the dancing and the lights and light and the music filled the air. And I thank my stars for the harvest moon and the girl from the highland fair. Before the books and tablature and all that stuff came out. So we all had to play by listening to records and drilling friends' albums by lifting their arm on and off. So now they get it in a tricky bit, you know. And a couple of these great musicians still mystify and delight and amaze me. I'm talking about Reverend Gary Davis and people like Arthur Blake and Big Bill Bernsey and so on. But in particular, Reverend Gary Davis, who was I had the privilege of introducing him in London on his very last concert. He was a blues singer before he became a religious man of the cloth. And he would only play religious songs most of the time, unless he had a bottle of holy water called Jack Daniels that he could refresh the memory a little bit. And thankfully, we have quite a few albums out there of his wonderful guitar playing. If you're a guitar player, you have to hear this man if you've never heard him before. So, Reverend Davis never had a church of his own. What he did have was a street corner in Harlem that he could find his own way to, being a blind man, without crossing too many roads, and it was 137th Street in Harlem, which was his pitch. And he used to sing his songs there and have a little aluminium cup, or aluminum as they call it in America, up here, which he used to take coins and tips that people gave him for his music. Now, Harlem is a very tough area, and there's a lot of poorer people even than the Reverend Davis there, so frequently he got his couple of coins taken, stolen from him, and sometimes even his guitar, in fact, several times, his guitar. But he never gave up. He was one of those characters who just stuck with it. So, because of his religious conviction, the police department in New York decided that he could be trusted to carry a gun. Now this is a blind man. on the street. And I know this is true because some years ago I met Country Joe McDonald from Country Joe and the Fish, and he said, yeah, we had that old guy stayed at our house. And my wife and I were a bit worried about him, so when he got to bed we crept into the room to see if he was all right, opened the door really quietly, but it wasn't quiet enough because the Reverend Davis pulled out a six gun or something from underneath the pillow and aimed it approximately in the area that Joe was screaming from. Don't shoot! The next day, apparently Joe questioned, said, you know, Reverend Davis, I had to ask you this. You know, don't you think it's a trifle risky, you being a blind man carrying a gun? And the Reverend Davis answered, the Lord will guide my hand. And if that is the definition of blind faith, I don't know what it is. That's the title of this song. The title of this song, and I have tried in a humble way to try and replicate some of the wonderful guitar style of Reverend Gary Davis, and trying to play this song in that mode. So this is Reverend Thunder or Blind Faith. were looking up. Somebody put a $10 bill into his old aluminum cup. And the reverend squeezed the guitar strings of the Gibson J200. And the lightning flashed and the rain calmed down. And the heavens rolled with thunder. Oh God moves. I can shout and sing his praise. God moves. His wonders to perform in most mysterious ways. Standing on the corner with the rangers pouring down. You gotta wear your bullfighter hat before you put on your starry crown. And redemption's River Jordan rolled down that New York street. And the Reverend brought his testimony and his Gibson sang so sweet. Oh God, move. I can shout and sing his praise. God, move. His wonders to perform in most mysterious ways. Now, he did not see the stealing hand that slipped into his cup. And he's that $10 bill from the coin's good blind man's eyes look up to heaven, and the hand of God on earth thy will be done. Lord, I'm saying, who helps them, sir? So the reverend, he carried a gun. And I ain't afraid for to use that thing. The Lord will guide my hand, and death won't take no vacation anywhere in this land. Cause he steals my money, take my guitar, but compared to Jesus' thing, I cannot miss what I never had, sang the blind man in the rain. Oh, God moves. I can't shout and see his breath. God moves, yeah, most mysterious ways.
Dark, the bad moon.
says that. Say the people from the town, that old brown dog. Look at him, he's almost winning. Someone should pull him down. It'd be an act of kindness. Don't you know it'd be the best? Bring a rope, I'll bring my gun, it'll be all over for the doctor gets. Put it on the ground, all the pecan wives, yes, they were after him. And his hearing was faded, oh, and his eyes were the last growing again. But on the day that they come to kill him, he sensed a rabbit on a log. Anybody see a rabbit chased across the meadow by an old brown dog? That old brown dog with his tail wagging as he laid himself down, did not the rabbit had long gone to ground. There in the summer heat, so hard ceased to be. High above the meadow, the skylarks were singing as the spark went out.
This one is from an album that came out in 1982, 83, something like that. And it's a song about a song of gratitude, but its original motivation for writing was I'd gone to visit a very old aunt, great aunt of mine, in the country with my car full of kids and noise and clatter. And on the way back, I was just thinking about how quiet it would be in their house after we left, and how, when a couple have spent so many years together, just to look, without saying anything, is more articulate than anything else, and like the eloquence of silence is a thing that intrigued me. So I started off writing the last verse of the song first, and then I worked backwards till I had the song finished. And it's not really about them at all, it was just that little moment that that started off. But it's a song of gratitude, for anyone that stayed together, managed to hold relationships down for a long time in spite of ups and downs and so on. And it's called Naomi. Age has made a quilt, scared to take her in my arms. I'm growing old and they owe me. Now I recall the first time I took her in my arms. Times she was unfaithful, she said no future in the past. So we don't talk about it, she keeps a gentle edge on me and I don't mind. I'm growing old and they owe me. But she wasn't old. All I'd ever need. Don't the rich man always want for more? And I was rich indeed. A rich man, a poor fool, but it turned out right for me. Oh, how lucky to be here, growing old and never me. Now kids today think that they discovered everything. Me and her, well, we've done it all, didn't need a wedding ring. Sometimes things remind us, and she's smiling back at me. Wedding heart, growing older, baby. Well, she wasn't all I wanted, stored in for me. Though the rich men always want for more, I was rich indeed. I never thought her beautiful, but I do now, cause I see I'm getting wiser, growing older. Well, the place is kind of quiet now, the kids have all left home, and we'd like to see more of them, but we're grateful when they come. In the quietness afterwards, she comes and sits by me. She makes me feel like a man, growing old and they open. Made me feel like a man, growing old and they open. This is a song about a sailing ship, and ostensibly about a sailing ship. A young man called Irving Johnson, who sailed on a ship called the Peking out of Hamburg all the way around the South Pole, and filmed his journey with one of those old-fashioned hand, well, it was 1928, so it was probably state-of-the-art at the time, with a hand-crank camera. And he filmed himself training and getting ready for the voyage. He prayed for a storm around Cape Horn, and he got his wish, and he filmed it. And when they showed it to the British Admiralty, they could not believe that that ship stayed upright. Horizon moving back and up and down like this, which is seasick disorder. But the real story is not just this adventure, it's the message, the central message from Irving Johnson, which was, if you want to love your life, then you have to occasionally take risks and flirt with death. It enhances the depth of your feeling for being alive. His motto was lean into life. And this is a song which is really about that, but it also tries to recount in as many words as possible the words of Irving Johnson. When he put a commentary on when he was quite an old man, and he becomes, a magical thing happens, he gets younger and younger as the documentary goes on. I was born a landbound farm boy, and in New England reef, the rippling of the wheat fields where we were my ocean waves. Each time call, each rise and fall, the calls across the corn, poor seagulls who've been accustomed out to the ship I dream, I'd say round Cape Horn. And my neck was the dusty farmyard, and my mast was the telegraph pole. The wind-blown choir and the telephone wire was a quarter in my soul. And it seems to have been singing since the day that I was born. You're gonna take a trip on a sailing ship all the way around the Wild Cape Horn. I found that ship in Hamburg, and the name, it was Peking. The skipper's name was Captain Jules, well, I never met a man like him. Out on the sea by the hair in a raging storm, and he kept that grip on a sailing ship all the way around the Wild Cape Horn. And it's 4 hours on and it's 4 hours off, and you sleep in your wet clothes. The only driving thing on this ship is the cargo down below. And 11,000 miles he sailed, 9,100 dawns, 32 sailed on a heaving ship, hauling us around the wildly horn. Well, the cargo weighed 5,000 tons and the ship 3,000 more. And a good sail was a foot on some 17 stories tall. And we had a pig and a scruffy dog and a turkey bread on the corn. And the willing hands to drive along all the way around the wildly horn. Become and Friday the 13th. 68 great ships were lost in the storm of the century, but she blew into the Atlantic on a sunlit sparkling morn. But the turkey got sick, so we ate it quick on the way around the wildly horn. Cause she had sort of hypnotized, no time to catch her breath. If you want to love your life, well, you have to flirt with death. And you sail close to the harness wind, she'd all risk with scorn. And a farm boy and an unyoked team, now they're way around, now they're way around. They pull out their way around the wild horn. We lost two boys out on that voyage. As it got washed overboard, there was silence from us down below. No one could put in words. Two empty bunks to mark the space in our young lives to mourn. We were torn between all life and death on the way around the wildly horn. Cause she had sort of hypnotized, no time to catch her breath. If you wanna love your life, we have to flirt with death. Sail close to the hardest wind, and you treat all risk with scorn. A farm boy and an unmuted king, now they're waiting down to the wildly horn. Like avalanches crashed upon the decks, the screaming wind ripped ropes and spars and tried to have us wreck. But she rose and fell through foam and swell, and the sails all ripped and torn. 8,000 tons tossed like a cork. We made it round. We made it round. We made it round the wildly horn. Ah, she hid a sort of pit. No time to catch her breath. And if you want to love your life, you have to flirt with death. Oh, so close to the harness wind, treat all risk with scorn. A farm boy and an unmuted team, by the way around, by the way around, and by the way around the wild. Certain age, you remember when you heard old people say, I don't know where the time's gone. Well, I sort of do because I've got 4 kids and 11 grandchildren and stuff, so I don't quite have a bit about where the time has gone, but it does sort of concertina time when you get to a certain age, and some things that happened years ago are very close, and some things that happened yesterday are obligatory. In 1965, I did a gig that was one of those moments in my life which I have to say was a bit of a life changer. I was doing 1965, I was a very young fella, almost 21, and I did a concert at the Bexhill-on-Sea Blues Festival in the south of England, a place called Sussex, near the Seaside. It was a complete disaster. There was nobody there, and those who were there were trying to rest and sleep in deck chairs by the seaside. There was me. I was the sword swallower act, first one. There was a jug band called the Panama Jug Band. And there was a young American guitar player and singer called Paul Simon. He was the only one who got paid. Anyway, at the end of the gig, the fellow came up to me and said, "Love, I'm sorry, there's no money." I said, "Oh, well, that's cool, man, because that's the way he spoke." Okay. I said, "That's cool, it's all right, I enjoyed it. It was good fun and blah, blah." Wasn't really, it was miserable, but he had to pay himself. Anyway, he said, "I want you to have something. You've got to have something for doing it." I said, "Oh, no, it's cool, man." He said, "Look, I've just got this LP record from America. For the younger members of the audience, if there are any, LP records, LP records are what I used to listen to music on, you know? Black plastic disc and neatly, it sounds so primitive." Anyway, it was an album, and it was an album by Robert Johnson. He didn't know it was an album. He recorded 23 or 24 sides of songs back in the 30s, and then got killed by some guy over some girl. No one really knows what happened or where he's buried. But the music has been a profound influence on everyone who has ever heard it since. Now, I would love to sound like Robert Johnson, but I don't. I'm from Croydon, not Mississippi. And so I've had to adapt. But the stuff that came out of this record, if you've never heard Robert Johnson, check him out. This is a song of dedication to Robert, taking one of his lines from Crossroads Blues, where he sings, "When I'm dead and gone, bury my body down by the highway side, so that my old evil spirit can take the greyhound bus to ride." Down at the lonely crossroads, where the gypsies buried their child, a cigarette slow smoldered from a pack of lucky strike. Smoke trees in the stillness down at the railway side, and the ghost of Robert Johnson waits for the greyhound bus to ride. When you hear those bus tires thumping, glimpse those jets of headlights pale, the heartbeat you hear jumping is from the hellhound on his trail. You better keep on moving. There is no place to hide where the ghost of Robert Johnson waits for the greyhound bus to ride. It's the shadows in your mind when words cannot express the shiver in your heart when it's full of emptiness, like a bottle that's been drained and smashed and cast aside. For the ghost of Robert Johnson waits for the greyhound bus to ride. Seduces with a poet's tongue, finds fear and dark desire, makes a name. child. When his need outweighs his pride, for the ghost of Robert Johnson went to the Greyhound but to rest. With shadow and with my flow, he turned the tea lights waving, and I swear imagination and reality collide, and I go to Robert Johnson. Waits for the Greyhound bus to ride. Two Australian biochemists called Pretichlor, and Pretichlor is the scent of yurt after rain. Now, I always knew about this because I could detect it when I was a kid, but I didn't know that it had a sort of biological chemical equation. Something happens after the rain has fallen on dry ground, and the air smells sweeter. So taking that supposition, before I'd heard this word, I wrote this. It's common to equate rain and tears together in song. And I've just extended a little bit in as much as if rain refreshes the earth, then perhaps tears refresh the soul. And this is a song that has become important, more important to me, since the guy that arranged it, a very good friend of mine who used to play with Jeff O'Tallon and also Fairport Convention, Martin Wilcock, wonderful keyboard player and stringed implement player, anything, arranged this for my album. We lost mine last year. So this song is extra important, and I think I'll play it for you now. Oh, come on now, dry your eyes. Time will ease away the pain. Clouds disperse and show the clear skies. The earth smells sweeter after rain. And there has never been a deluge that could wash out every stain. In cracked pavements, weeds find refuge, and the earth smells sweeter after rain. Oh, the world is vast, but pain's horizon wrapped around us makes it small. But if you break out from this prison, depending where the teardrops fall, out of bounds when you hope is just a tiny grain, and irony is often cruel, but the earth smells sweeter after rain. just ignore all that's not needed. Your smell is sweeter after rain. And sadness is a poor heart teacher. You're not alone, we're all the same. Running down the road to meet her, Palace Gate, Factory Lane. Joy is not to one confined, neither then is grief and pain. Water only draws the line, and the earth smells sweeter. Festival of Music, and you're listening so politely, and thank you so much for that. You've got some wonderful music. I know I've been listening to myself, listening to the people playing. It's quite astonishing to me, just the depth of talent that is here. I'm trying to get around a few more people over the next hour or so, 2 hours tomorrow. But I have a song that I think you know. And I don't have many hits, so I actually don't do this as a closing number. I will do another song after this. I think I'm all right. I haven't had the big hook come on and pull me off. But I would love it if you would sing along with me on this. And we'll see how it goes. I'll let you do as much of the singing as you seem to want to do. And I'll start with it. Came here in 1976, I think, for the first time. And this record was through quite well. Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, picking up the papers with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and her blue sea at his side. Yesterday's paper telling it's today's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and you say please that the sun don't shine? Take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirty and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her on into carrying her bag. Oh, how can you tell me? Same old man sitting there on his own.
Modesty Cup and H.G. Lazzaro. And he wanders home alone. And so how can you tell me you're lonely? And you say
first came out on an album called Spiral Staircase in 1969, which means it's 50 years old. We are 50 years of a violin and one hit. Most people have given up by now. It's not why we work, you know, it's not why I'm talking to my fellow singer-songwriter. It's not why we are compelled to write songs, and every now and then one hits the public consciousness in a way that the others don't. So that's the luck of the draw. And it's not what we do it for, we just write because we have to write and share the ideas with you. Here's a song which is about a photograph, which to me has become a bit of an icon. It's a photograph on the front of Bob Dylan's second album. And the reason is not just the music within the folder, it's the picture is so full of optimism. It was taken in 1963, walking down a street in New York, West 4th Street in Jones, with a beautiful girl on his arm called Susie Rotolo. Absolutely iconic photograph. And all over the world, like, for me in London, I had my girlfriend, we used to walk arm in arm down the street and so on. I worked with Woody Guthrie, Bob played for Woody Guthrie. I worked with Woody and he became a pen, he really became pen friends, although he, as I said earlier, he didn't actually ever write back, but that didn't matter. it was the thought that he read. So this is, we had it grow up very quickly. 1963, it started off in a very cold winter, especially in the United Kingdom and America, bitterly cold. But so much happened in that 1 year. And this song, this picture, inspired this song. It's on the new album coming out. There's a version on the album we have for sale. And I will come out and sign anything over there if you would like to have a quick chat, and we'll do that after this. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to play with you. Cold and chill your bones. There's a couple walking down the road, West Fort Street and Jones. Shoulders hunched against the cold, they walk through melting snow. She smiles for the camera, and he affected not to know. His hands promise. His head was slightly bowed, all the stern nonchalance that the weather would allow. Her arms wrapped round him like a shawl to keep him from the cold. Love so warm, melt away, one she had to hold. All in blood and splintered bone, right on our TV screen. When I kissed my girl on the couch, how was I to know that we'd begun to drift apart as I stumbled through Soho? In the unforgiving, the unlike, the words she couldn't speak were written in her mascara that dried upon my cheek. Eternally.